Hello and welcome to the 2016 ARMA Sneak Peek podcast series. Leading up to this year's ARMA Live event in San Antonio, we're just talking to a series of speakers to hear a little bit more about what they're covering in their sessions. Today, we're talking to Susan Cisco, Director of GIML's Enterprise Content and Records Management Services Organization. Susan is hosting a session on thriving in lean times, ways to raise RIM visibility and value. Welcome, Susan.
Thanks, Karen. Really glad to be here with you today.
We're happy to have you here. So how many years have you been going to ARMA?
I would say more than 20 years.
Wow.
I can't really remember missing a conference for 25 years, so it's been quite a long time. I'm always look forward to them, and the ARMA conferences have taken me to parts of the country that I might not have gone to were it not for ARMA. So it's been a real important part of my professional development and career.
Very true. Let me ask you, just out of curiosity, out of all the locations that you've been to at events, any one event or location that you would say was your favorite?
The one that I was thinking of when I was telling you that was Seattle.
Nice.
The conference area was near the Pike Place Market with all the fish throwing. It was just being outside. You always felt the ocean influence, the seagulls. And it's just a very beautiful town. It was fun to be there, and I haven't had a reason to go there were it not for ARMA.
Yeah, I know. That's always a nice opportunity. So tell me, you know, professionally, you've gotten a lot out of these events. What would you say you're most looking forward to at this year's event?
For me, it's definitely the networking. One of the first events that I'll attend is the Institute for Certified Records Managers reception. The CRMs always get together early on in the conference. We have a business meeting followed by a cocktail reception.
Nice.
And we'll be several hundred probably in attendance, and we look forward to talking to one another and catching up on what happened since last year.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's a great networking opportunity. So, you know, I know that you reside in the great state of Texas. Can you offer any recommendations or suggestions for fellow attendees who might be looking to do something outside of the event in San Antonio?
Absolutely. San Antonio is a very large city, and I usually find myself staying down in the Riverwalk area, and that's probably what attendees at the ARMA conference, that's where they'll be. The conference hotels are there. There is a 15-mile river walk in
Wow.
downtown San Antonio, and there's a very touristy part around the major hotels where it's very crowded, but if you keep walking on the river walk, you'll get into quieter areas. So if you're interested in a long walk, it's easy to do that. Also, the river walk has boats that go up and down the Riverwalk, and they always have a guide that explains what it's all about and what you're looking at and where you're going. And that's very pleasant. The weather's good now, so a nice evening trip on one of those boats, and they usually have cocktails, which is always nice. So I would recommend that. Then in terms of restaurants, I have a particular favorite. Every time I'm in San Antonio, I go there. It's just off the Riverwalk, so you can walk to this place. It's called Rosario's Mexican Cafe. The street address is 910 South Alamo. And the reason I like it is that it's where the local people go. It's apparently very authentic Mexican food, and everything is fresh and well prepared. And I just found out that there's a listing on the ARMA conference website that has a list of restaurants and other activities that give a discount if you wear your conference badge, and I looked it up, and Rosario's is on that list. So if you take your badge with you, you'll even get a discount, and you may see me there.
Excellent, excellent, great advice. So let me ask you: you are hosting a rapid-fire discussion on thriving in lean times, ways to raise RIM visibility and value. It's Monday, September 26th. I believe it starts at around 3:04. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what you'll be covering in this session?
I actually host a group called the ECRM Pioneers. It's a GIML-sponsored private group of 15 companies that come together periodically to talk about the problems and the challenges and the best practices. So in the session, in the rapid-fire session, what I'm going to talk about are three proven tactics. These are tactics that came from this smaller group that worked in their organization. And regardless of your industry, these are tactics that you can apply to save money and become more efficient in your operations. So the first tactic is cleaning up rot. We know that's redundant, obsolete, and trivial information. And I include records with expired retention periods in that definition of rot. So to focus on cleaning up the rot, many organizations focus first on shared drives because that's typically such a dumping ground. The second tactic is about systems and applications throughout the company, software applications that drive up licensing costs and maintenance fees. To partner, the idea of partnering with IT to identify all the systems and the software applications, identify their licensing fees and maintenance costs, and then look to consolidating and migrating systems. The third tactic is getting RIM involved in mergers, acquisitions, and divestiture activity. There are a lot of records and information associated with mergers, acquisitions, and divestitures, and there's lots of money on the table. And RIM needs to be at that table to make sure that acquisitions flow smoothly and divestitures as well.
So at Iron Mountain, we talk a lot about M-ing the heck out of information or managing the heck out of your information. In your opinion, how can records and information management professionals M or manage the heck out of this topic, keeping RIM as a priority in these tough times?
I think the way you can manage the heck out of this is to find these tactics and strategies that actually can represent to senior executives and key stakeholders the value that you represent in terms of your ability to process, to contribute to teams that speed up workflow processes and make them of more high quality, of disposing of obsolete information, to really get the company's attention on these very important matters of records and information, especially rot and records with expired retention periods. That's just a liability and an easy case to make. So I think managing the heck out of it is not give up. You've got to have grit when you proceed with some of these tactics, because people are very proprietary about their information. But if you can demonstrate how apply more rigor to processes, that in the end it will save money, because lacking rigor in a process costs more than applying controls does.
Great advice.
I'd also like to call attention to our listeners to the energy industry roundtables. The ARMA roundtables are scheduled for the last day of the conference, the last session. The idea being that attendees will be able to go to sessions and network and to maybe have remaining questions or a special learning that needs to be shared, to come together by industry to talk about the ARMA conference. We're meeting 1:30 to 3:30 on Tuesday, the 27th, and the location will be in your conference program. And even if you aren't registered for the conference itself, if you're just registered as an exhibitor or as an exhibit attendee, you can come to this session. So hope to see you there.
Thank you again, Susan, for joining us. And don't forget to mark your calendars to join Susan Monday, September 26th at 3 p.m. for her live rapid fire session.